producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What is it here? 7 past the hour. Where are you at this morning?
Where are you at?
I made it in. You got to get up here then.
I'm here.
Yeah, huh. You're here.
Let's see. Rich
Jennifer's
is here.
Ken's here.
Ken is here.
Mm-hmm. Missing one
I'm
person,
here.
I think. He'll be along in just a minute. This is the Doug Steffen Show, minus Doug Steffen.
Doug Steffen.
Momentarily. So Jen, Ken, and Rich are here with you. Kind of checking out what's going on. This, hey, listen, you've got to stick around for a couple of minutes here because we have Ali Velshi coming up to talk about this article that we discussed a few weeks ago on red light cameras and how you are getting it in the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from your local governments because they are retiming yellow lights to be able to try and get more money out of your front left pocket.
Yes, no. Front right pocket.
Drives me crazy.
All right, so that's Ali Velshi. You'll be here in a few minutes. Who?
Velshi.
Ali Velshi. Velshi?
Velshi. You say Velshi.
Is there a wine or something, Jennifer? Isn't there a Velshi wine?
Not that I know of. I'm sure there could be.
No, there's some kind of an alcoholic drink that's it's Velshi water. I know it's not too authoritative at all, do I?
No.
You didn't sound like even you believe that.
You're like, yeah, that's what it is.
I bet if you look that up, somebody will be able to look that up. Right on that. Okay,
I'm
looking at a picture taken outside of a polling booth in Houston yesterday, and a man my age is holding up a sign that says, "No men in women's bathrooms."
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
Vote no on Houston Prop number 1.
Because you've been very interested in what's going on in Houston, and so I did a little bit of
research. I was trying to get the story right because I was thinking this was all over Texas.
We got it right. I mean, they voted this Prop 1 down, but here's what they were calling it. They were calling it the bathroom ordinance because opponents of the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance branded it the bathroom ordinance because it played up the argument that would allow men dressed as women to use women's restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
They even did a television ad featuring a little girl being cornered by a man in the restroom. So basically, this would provide transgender people a reason to use whatever bathroom.
This is one of the most closely watched referendums around the country yesterday, by the way.
Correct. Yeah, the Houston mayor, who's gay,
back up just
it.
One second. Mm-hmm. This would allow men who dress up as women.
Transgender people to use
the bathroom that they've changed to rather than the bathroom that
they've
used.
Have they had their parts changed?
Not clear.
I don't think it was clear in the ordinance. Basically, no. It said it would protect against gay and transgender people who wanted to use men. It would allow
men
dressed.
It would make a difference if the parts have been changed. You go sit on the toilet. What's the difference?
Yeah. That's what opponents to the bill were saying, but it was an anti-discrimination bill. It wasn't about using the bathroom.
Supporters sold it as an anti-discrimination measure protecting
but it was all about
from elderly to veterans.
Wasn't it all about discrimination? I mean, it was the opposite of, these things are always the opposite of how they read. That's why there's so much confusion.
Supporters of the ordinance, and this was a local ordinance in Houston, Texas, but supporters of it included President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and several entertainers.
Supported the bill?
Yeah, in Houston. Now, this one makes sense. Among the outspoken opponents was Houston Astros player, and you would guess he probably lives there, Lance Berkman, who was featured in one of the ads against it.
Mm.
When do we get to the point where we just have his, hers, and theirs?
Well, you know what's going to happen. They're no longer going to be ladies and men's rooms. They're just going to be multi-sex bathrooms, and that's
it. Yeah, like
college campuses, the dorms have boys and girls in the same dorm, and they go into the same bathroom.
Well,
same floor.
Instead of being one bathroom with six stalls, there will be six individual bathrooms.
Yeah, it's going to cost people a lot of money, but this is the new sign of the times. And I have to tell you, I'd have to support it in this day and age, because when I have kids, and at some point hopefully I will, I want them to be in with the same people that have the same parts that they do. And if that makes me a terrible person, then so be it, I guess.
This bill wasn't about public bathrooms. It was about discrimination in employment, housing, and public spaces like restaurants.
But you see how it was sold, Kenny. It wasn't, the text wasn't, but it was sold completely differently.
They're calling it the bathroom ordinance.
That's what people who didn't want it to pass.
Right.
Said Twisted that it was a bathroom. Yeah. That's what
but
they
it
said.
Had to be part of it, right? That actually
no,
had to
it
be
wasn't.
Part of it.
No,
it
wasn't.
Had nothing to do with bathrooms?
No. Not at all.
Mm. So what did it have to do with then?
Had discrimination in employment, housing.
I mean, what are the details?
If you're gay, they won't hire you.
Right.
If you are markedly gay, there are companies who will not hire you. And then you get into the whole thing of, well, if I own my own company and I don't want to hire somebody who's gay, I shouldn't have to hire somebody who's gay.
How can you call it a bathroom ordinance then? And I'm saying, I know people sell it and spin it in different ways, and there's obviously probably multiple elements to this bill. But if it didn't have anything to do with bathrooms, how could they say that it did?
Because, how could they say that they could? They could say whatever they want.
Well, it depends on who called it that. The opponents labeled it that in their advertising, and that was it.
Right.
But if it didn't, it would have to have something to do with bathrooms.
Why? Why are you so stuck on this?
Come on now.
No, because I'm just curious.
Do we have to have a law every time somebody gets offended? Really? Really?
If that were the case, I'd outlaw you.
Yeah, I offend you every day.
Yes.
What are you going to do about it?
Find you very offensive.
Because they're saying that this, I mean, I'm just reading into it a little more, and it says that Houston will lose out on major events like the Super Bowl because it does have something to do with the bathroom situation.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't. But that was just the fear to get people to vote against it.
Right, so they are going to let football players go to the ladies' room.
I'm voting against it anyway because I'm tired of voting. Everybody's offended, and now we have to have a law.
And we have to. So every day we're going to have something that offends Richie.
Every day.
I think we should plan on that.
We should have it at
when you're putting things together for the program, make sure there's at least one thing that offends Richie.
Right.
Do we have a Tuesday at 4:50 or at 50 past the hour?
It's actually 14 past the hour. In a moment or two, Ali Velshi is going to be with us. We're going to talk about a study that was done regarding these red light cameras that Richie was talking about a few minutes ago.
It will offend you.
This is offensive. This is damnable, in fact. That's up next here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
All right, we have a quarter after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Ali Velshi with us, who's an anchor for Al Jazeera. It's a cable news channel that covers all the news everybody else does. Some people like it and some people don't. And it's really kind of silly that people like it or don't like it based on the name, because they are not any different than NBC, ABC, CBS. But some people say, are you kidding with a name like that? They've got to be pro-Muslim. So I'm not sure how we take the pro-Muslim approach, Ali, to this when it comes to the red light camera fiasco around the country. This is something that is universally hated, and it is universally wrong. You have covered the this fellow that runs the leading manufacturer of red light cameras, Redflex, pleading guilty to bribery charges in both Ohio and in Illinois. So what's the rest of the story here?
Yeah, so look, red lights, running red lights is dangerous. There's no question about that. In the last 10 years or so, probably 9,000 people in America have been killed by them. And that's because these T-bone crashes are, you know, amongst the most serious types of crashes you can have. So back in 2003, Chicago started installing these red light cameras. They installed 384 of them. Well, it turns out around 2012, we found out that the Deputy Transportation Commissioner in Chicago, the guy who had overseen the selection and installation of the places that they would go in, was getting a kickback of $1,500 per red light camera to go in. So this guy made $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So the bottom line is that you know, nobody ever likes these red light cameras, and we can discuss the studies about what they do for traffic safety. But in Chicago, nothing. People are just mad. They associate the red light cameras with corruption and graft, which is, you know, is not brand new to the city of Chicago.
Right.
And they, so as far as they're concerned, the city is in the hole right now for $754 million. And since these red light cameras have been in, they've brought in $500 million. So they're municipal crack for the city. And that's the issue. Are these good? Are they there because they're good for public safety?
No.
Or are they there because they're easy to get people and get money? And finally, they it's not the same thing. A rear-end collision is virtually never fatal compared to a T-bone crash, but they have increased rear-end collisions by 22%. I know that I've done that. When I think there's a red light camera and a light changes and I'm not sure I'm going to make it, I slam my brakes on and then I look in my rearview mirror to see if there's anybody else going to hit me. So a lot of issues around red
light
camera.
I'm hoping the camera when I go through will see my middle finger.
Allie, have they looked into the timing of the yellow light to be able to entrap more people with the red light camera?
Yes. So federal guidelines say that yellow light intervals should be 3.2 seconds. That seems to be enough time for your brain to get around what's going on and for you to make a good judgment based on your speed and the condition of the road to stop. Chicago has said that the red light intervals, the yellow light intervals should be 3 seconds. Now, we can agree with that or not agree with that, but that's the standard that Chicago has set. But some people say that the yellow light intervals in Chicago, as many as 75% of the intersections are shorter than 3 seconds, and our spot check of one of them in Chicago confirmed this. It was 2.87 seconds. Not that much, but when you're making that kind of
that's a lot. It is in those. Yes, absolutely. That's a lot of time in that circumstance.
So add that, Allie, to the amount of the T-bone versus rear end, and how is the government hurting people here when it comes to
people
the crash
being hurt
statistics.
Because of this, just so they can get money.
Not just financially, but how many crashes is the government causing by changing the yellow
light? I'm making the point that you're making. It's the same thing.
Right.
This is more than outrageous. This is damning.
They're saying that the number of T-bone crashes is down precipitously, and that's true. The number of rear end crashes is up 22%. But that one particular light that I was telling you about, the one we saw, and they're critics say there are many of them. There's a guy called the Red Light Doctor. If you get a ticket, he goes and measures the yellow light interval. One of those lights, they've been issuing 1 million tickets a year. I mean, these things are bringing in tons and tons of money. And by the way, you started off by talking about the CEO of Redflex, you know, one of the main makers of this thing. This is apparently their way of doing business. They pay bribes to officials to get these things installed.
So where else in the country is this happening? Where else in the country will they find that this has been happening? Everywhere?
You know, federal investigators are looking all over the place, and one of the frustrations people have, again, in a place like Chicago, you know, Chicago's got a bit of a crime problem. So the idea is, you know, people will say, put some cameras on our streets here on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah. Your camera, you find the guy who, one of the 42 guys is going to murder somebody this week
that's
in Chicago.
Right. Why don't
I'm
we do that?
Get them
you
on
about
a camera.
Public safety. You worry about public safety. Why don't we do that? And if your technology is that good, put cameras. I mean, obviously, there'll be civil libertarians who will have some some issues with that. But that's the issue, is that they're not convinced that that this is great for public safety.
It isn't.
And these shares of this company are way down. They were $4.15 back in 2005, 35 cents a share now.
Allie Velsey here on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Three.
Three songs contest. It seems like only nanoseconds ago we were doing this, and it was, well, I suppose, how many nanoseconds are there in 24 hours?
A bunch.
Yeah. A lot of them, yeah. Okay, so we have three songs all lined up here. Different artists going to sing different songs. You are going to tell us what they have in common. Why are they all together? 888-302-3684. We'll start our contest with a song called I Go Blind by Hootie and the Blowfish. I Go Blind. Great song. Big Canadian group.
No.
Oh, no, they were the Canadian band 5440 did this.
He's thinking of Bare Naked Ladies. This is Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah, they're in North Carolina and Maryland.
Hootie is?
Yeah, my dad's golf buddies with one of their dads.
Your father's dead. How can he be golf buddies?
Was.
Is this guy dead? Dead, too? The father of one of Hootie's?
No, I think he's still around.
It's Hootie and the Blowfish, so there are how many Blowfishes?
There's four of them all together.
Yeah. There was
so there's one Hootie and three Blowfish.
There really is no Hootie, but you would say Darius Rucker was Hootie.
Now he's a country star.
Yes. Big star.
Okay. So this is one of six top 40 hits the band had in the 1990s, followed by another six hits in the... they broke up in 2006, so they had hits in the 90s and in the early 2000s as well. And this was one of My Go Blind, Hootie and the Blowfish, first song of our three in My Three Songs contest. Next one, Joni Mitchell and Big Yellow Taxi.
Paradise, put up a parking lot.
Big hit this week in 1970.
With a pink hotel.
Number one. And then it became a top 40 hit again in the 1996 musical season. Been a hit for Amy Grant, the Counting Crows, sampled in hits by Janet Jackson, Kelly Rowland. This is a big song. It's a great, fun song. I remember as a jock playing this song. Fun. All right, so Big Yellow Taxi's number two, Joni Mitchell. And the last song in this set, the Rembrandts, and I'll Be There For You. This should give it away. I even know the answer without having looked at what the answer is. And this song does
well,
it, yeah.
If this song is the gimme, I don't know how the other two are tied to this, to the answer.
Really? Well, that's because you don't watch the show.
Now you just gave it away.
Right. No, I didn't. There are a lot of shows. How many different shows are there on TV? 888-302-3684.
None of them with this song attached to it.
Well, so there you go. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I am here to be helpful, Richie. My job as host of the program is to help the audience have a better day. So here I am helping you. I didn't give you the answer. I just helped you to figure out what the answer is. 888-302-3684. I go by blind by Hooting the Blowfish, Big Yellow Taxi, Joni Mitchell. This was clever, Kenny. You must be a fan of the show. Are you?
Oh. I was.
You were. Okay. What, you didn't get it, Richie?
I'm not sure I still get it.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether I'm looking at one.
Holly is in Sebastian, Florida. What do you think the theme here is of these three being together?
I think they're all TV theme songs.
Warm.
Bill, what do you think it is? What's the connection?
I think it's Colors.
Colors.
Hmm.
Not
mistake.
It, sir. Not, it.
Not quite, but that's actually... Let's see. I go,
well,
no.
It's creative. Yeah, maybe he's seeing something we don't.
Well, maybe the Rembrandts are the thing that gave it away.
Oh, Rembrandt. Get it? Yeah.
All right. Here's Ron. Ron, where are you?
In Fort Mojave, Arizona.
All right. What's the what ties these songs together?
They're all theme songs for television shows.
No, actually, what they all are is they are all songs that were used in Friends, the TV show Friends. All right, but you're all pretty close. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening, they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know. Watch your dog or cat carefully. They understand what we don't. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The thought for the day today came from Walter Cronkite, whose birthday was this day in 1916. He said, "I can't imagine a person becoming a success who doesn't give this game of life everything he's got. Give the game of life everything you got." Basically, the advice from Walter Cronkite. Michael Jordan has our motivational thought of the day. Talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence wins championships. Would you say that the Royals had that going for them?
Yeah, definitely.
Teamwork, yeah.
You know, and it's funny. I just used Michael Jordan as an example to my son last week when it came to we were talking about he was going through what was he doing something for homework and he had to define or use humble in some kind of a paragraph or something like that, and we were talking about being humble, and I said Michael Jordan, he would hit the game winning shot every time. But then afterwards, he would talk about how his team won.
Yep. And well, I would say that here on my program, it's the team that wins, not me.
Yeah, you always do say that. Absolutely.
Even though
I think that's very true, Doug.
Right. It's my name more than you know. Program. Yes. And then the quote of the day today comes from Twitter.
Wow.
A universal symbol that there's something about you today. What is it? What is with you today?
I got some sleep.
Oh, look out. Great. I was up at, I went to a new physical therapist yesterday, and man, whatever she did, and it was a gentle touch. It wasn't this, I'd been going to massage people because of the problem I have with my shoulder and my back, and they've been, I had this big person doing like the stomp on me. And
manhandling you.
Oh, my God. This woman did a very gentle job, and it's been the most impactful. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning. I couldn't get comfortable. It was everything ached to the point where I took 3 Advil and I went back to sleep for an hour or so.
My chiropractor, there's two sisters and then this other guy, the three of them that are there. So the guy is like 6'2".
Yeah.
But the one of the sisters is like 5'0", like 110 pounds.
Right.
When she works on you, holy cow, man.
All right, anyway, so quote of the day, a universal symbol that resonates across languages, cultures, and time zones.
That middle finger.
Twitter.
Uh-huh. Is that not right? Oh, I thought it was a trivia question.
That was what I said earlier about what I would, if they were taking pictures of me, we had a conversation in the last half hour. For those of you who didn't hear it, you can get it listening to hour 4 in the archives of today's program. The focus was on these damnable red light cameras that are just very unsafe and unfair. And so we were talking about what's in the picture, and I'm hoping that somebody's middle finger is in the picture. I'm giving you that suggestion. Anytime you pull up to a red light, make any difference?
Give them the old salute.
Give them a salute. That's what you need to do. Okay. The elections. Let me give you a little more. Kentucky political novice, Tea Party favorite, Matt Bevin wins. He's only the second Republican in 4 decades to win the governorship there. So this was a referendum. Wow. A lot of people think on the health care law. That sort of thing, same-sex marriage in Kentucky. Ohio rejected a ballot initiative to legalize marijuana.
Nick Lachey is crying today, and the reason we say that is because Nick Lachey is like a pot farmer in Ohio, and he was banking on that pack thing.
Really?
San Francisco voted down a proposal that would have restricted short-term home and apartment rentals, so it's a victory for Airbnb. You're going to see more of those.
And speaking of San Francisco, they actually dumped out their sheriff, who was at the controversy of the sanctuary city with Kate Steinle's death.
Yeah. So I'm looking at a poll today, the Wall Street Journal finds that Republican primary voters are troubled by the direction of American society. Gee, you think? What a foolish question to be asking, trying to measure the anger of the voter. And why is it just Republicans? What, you don't think Democrats are upset about what's going on? These quacky kinds of questions bug me because they're so skewed. They're obviously trying to aim at a political group. But although we have a few more Republicans on the staff here than Democrats, but I would say that Democrats were just as angry as Republicans, Kenny. Wouldn't you? I think it's silly to be.
Actually, I think we're split right down the middle.
Yes. What, we are here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm in the middle.
You're the one that's.
I'm in the middle and
wherever.
You're the wild card.
Roberta and.
Yeah, you're the swing vote.
Kenny, my swing vote, though, aims. Of all the 5 of us, I'm the angriest when it really gets down to brass tacks about all this stuff. Oh, by the way. Television report coming up in a moment. Jennifer will have the news about the Latino groups that are protesting at NBC this week because they don't want Donald Trump.
Don't we have Dr. Ron on today?
Oh, we do. That's right, too.
Yeah, no TV reports, eh? Hey, sorry.
Speaking of the Latino vote, last night we went in and to vote. And, you know, Janet and I, my wife and I, and the kids, we always take the kids.
Kids voted, too?
They hand in the ballot. They put the ballot in the computer once we fill it out.
Bring them in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they're all excited about it. They'll love it. But we get in, we get the sample ballot. Both the Democrat and the Republican sample ballot. You know, these are the people who want you to vote their way, so they give you, and it's already marked out who you should vote for.
Yeah.
have Spanish translations on them.
So
I look at my wife and I'm like, oh, look, now you can vote. You'll be able to understand everything.
It drives me nuts because, you know, they give you that little ticker after you vote. And it's written and all.
One?
It says, because I actually didn't have to vote yesterday. There was no voting. Yeah. But there's voting around, but it's not in my district. But it's in all these different languages. It says, I voted in, like, these different languages. Chinese and Spanish and everything. It's like, come on.
Oh, that drives me crazy. But I was glad I had to hand over my ID and say my name and my address.
Oh, you had to give your ID? You're so lucky.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I don't have to, any of the states I might vote in, I don't have to show.
Yeah, I never get asked for ID.
Yep.
And usually I have to help them find my name in their
me
book.
Me too. It's so
there
funny.
I am.
Hello.
That's me.
But at least
my aunt and
confirming
uncle lived
you.
Across the street from me, and they're like, oh, Irene. I mean, I could have voted for my aunt. Come on. It's like so easy.
Yoo-hoo.
Not that I did.
It's me. My name is Dougie, and I skip and run, bring lots of fun to you and you and me.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you vote if you did that.
No.
Right. Pretty much.
Well, they would, because there's no mental test
X mark.
For being able to vote.
There's no mental test for being able to run.
Let's not discuss our reasons why. Let's just do a quick poll around the room. Yes or no, should you be given a mental test before you're allowed to vote? Rich?
No.
Doug?
Yes.
Ken?
No.
Jen, yes. Okay, Debbie, you and me, baby. Gotta be able to write your name
because
you're allowed to vote. In
my
book.
Who's gonna determine whether you have enough wits about
me.
You to be able to vote?
It's gonna be my new Department of Government.
Right.
Are you fit?
I don't want some government employee saying this guy's not smart enough.
I do.
To vote. Let me tell you, I'd lose.
That was what we had in mind.
Right, exactly.
All right.
You ain't smarter than Morgan.
Here's a guy who's very smart, and he's going to join us in a few moments. There are a number of issues today in terms of your health and well-being. Dr. Ron Hoffman will cover the medical news of the day in a moment or two here on Good Day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women had never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the costs of doing business. Jill Calabrese Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Seasons change and lessons get learned. It's been a while, but my heart burns.
I apparently am the only guy who's hip on this program because I'm the only one who knows who Adam Roth and the Del Fuegos are.
You're the hippest guy in the room.
The singer here is Adam Roth, who is the lead of the Del Fuegos. It's a garage band that came from the West Coast. And the reason that I'm talking about this is that Adam has stage 4 cancer, and his friends and fans have rallied together to raise about $100,000 for him because he doesn't have money to pay for his cancer treatment. So in 2 days, somebody knows who this band is, Richie, because they posted on their social media that Adam needs this treatment in order to survive, and in 2 days they raised 100 G's.
Good for them.
So, where'd you say they were from?
I think they're a West Coast band.
They are
actually from Boston.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No wonder I knew who they were.
That explains
for some reason I thought they were a California L.A. band, but at any rate, thank you.
You know, the same
Boston
thing.
Boston band, the Del Fuegos. Who would have thunk it?
Talked about Pat D'Anizio from the lead singer and rhythm guitar player from the Smithereens going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Because of Obamacare, he is not covered for some surgery that he needs for his hand when he fell on some ice last year, so he cannot play guitar, and his surgeon tells him if he does not have the surgery within the next 6 months, he could lose partial use of that arm.
Yeah.
So they went to Indiegogo and GoFundMe, and they're trying to raise money to help him get the money to pay for it.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His clinic is in New York City. He does a weekend radio program that's excellent. He has a very good website, drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com.
Dr. Ron, you have to save rock and roll.
Yeah, well, I kind of want to know, you don't take insurance in your clinic. I think you told me that once.
Mm-hmm. I'm off the grid, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, but there are more people doing that. So what happens? I told the story about this guy from the Del Fuegos and Richie, the other story, to make a point. And that is that if you don't have money, you know, there may be some more people who are entitled to health care because of the sign-up, but I wonder how it affects sort of mainstream medicine, or if somebody like this, I mean, it's sort of a horrible statement on American medicine that this guy's got to have, I mean, it's a fairly popular group, he must have made some money, but he's got to have a fundraiser to pay for his cancer treatment.
It's really like a two-tiered system. You remember the movie Avatar?
Yeah.
Where the guy's paralyzed, and so he makes this kind of Faustian bargain that he's going to, you know, go in and infiltrate and become an avatar. You know, that's the plot. But basically what it's about is that we have this amazing technology that can make people who are paralyzed walk again.
Mm-hmm.
But very few people, only the elite, are able to afford it. That's what we're moving towards, because some of these cancer therapies literally cost several hundred thousand dollars.
Yes.
And they may offer maybe a few months more prospect of survival, and not even drugs that are curative, but they may extend survival, and a few rare cases may create a breakthrough. People, are cured. But that's sort of the way it's going in cancer therapy. Very expensive, targeted, high-tech, personalized, but out of the reach of normal people. In some
My former wife had stage 4 breast cancer, survived with her for 21 years, succumbing 4 years ago to it at the age of 65. And over the course of her treatment, the various insurance policies that she had, some of them were mine, some of them were her second husband's, and some of them I think she had on her own, it was almost $4 million
That's the way it goes. Mm-hmm.
In treatment costs over those 20 years. And it's just, well, I mean, there's two sides to this coin. It's crazy. Why is it so expensive?
Yeah.
You know, you ask that about medicine all the time. Okay, there's a problem that Chipotle has with E. coli. The reason I bring it up with you is because I want, once again, for someone who's a pro like you, to explain the difference between E. coli and Salmonella and Listeria, and how it is that only people who have weakened immune systems are the ones that are normally affected, yet the news media never deals with that. never tells you, well, if you had a strong immune system, this isn't going to bother you. But that's not the case. So will you explain?
Well, you know, so many people walking around with weakened immune systems, not just because they have diseases, but because they're specifically on medications that mm-hmm. suppress the immune system. Mm-hmm. So, for example, people with kidney transplants, liver transplants, people who have various autoimmune diseases that require immunosuppressive medications. They now number up into the millions. People who've had chemotherapy. So, and even people who take acid-blocking medication are more susceptible, you know, like Protonix or Prevacid, Prilosec, they are more susceptible to gastrointestinal infections. So when you see, like, on a cruise liner, that a third of the passengers come down sick, why is it that the other two-thirds don't come down sick? Mm-hmm. Are they washing their hands more? Are they more careful? No, maybe they actually have a better immune system and they're less vulnerable.
I will tell you something, and I don't mean to crow. The lady in my life is taking a trip up the Nile, and she's with 16 or 17 other adults, and every one of them is sick except her.
Yep,
she's
so
got a very strong immune system.
Natural living.
Yeah, believes in the same things that we're talking about here. It really is amazing, but if you eat well, have proper supplementation, you're going to be fine. By the way, there's a list in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter of the supplements you ought to never take. You might want to sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Get that information.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Past the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Warren Eckstein.
Everybody swing the hips.
Warren actually paid for breakfast the other day. That was I'm a very expensive date.
Really?
Yeah. But I had home fries and...
How much bacon did he eat, Warren?
I didn't eat any bacon.
They ran out.
It was a Jewish deli. It's not allowed in there. Have you ever noticed that, though, by us? We ate in a little nook, little breakfast nook on Santa Monica Boulevard. No, it was Wilshire. And there are up and down Wilshire and Santa Monica, what, a dozen delis? There's every single deli, Jerry's, Frommer's, the other guy that's down at the corner, I think it's, what is it, 21st? And I always, when I think about it, I always think about how Jewish the idea is that pork is unclean, and you shouldn't eat it. But you can look at any menu in any Jewish deli and see pork products all over the place. I suppose they want to appeal to those who are not Jewish, but I never did. Well, I guess I did. Why am I going to get off on that? Warren is here to talk about your pet. And by the way, the Better Living Box has a feature, Warren explaining why or what is the best pet for those who are older. It's not a dog. What is the best? Well, give us a little bit of a clue, and then people can go to your website, petshow.com, and see the rest of the story.
Well, you know, there's many different, but cats are a lot easier very often for elderly people simply because they use a litter box. They don't have to be walked. They're a little bit more independent. So cats do make an excellent pet. Also, a lot of elderly people decide to get birds, believe it or not. The only problem with that is some of the bigger birds live to be 75, 80 years old. So, you know, you better have someone taking care of it when you move on to that rainbow bridge. So, yeah, I think cats and birds are probably the cats more than anything. But always remember that when seniors call me on the radio show, mm-hmm. I always advocate that they adopt an older pet. First of all, they can kvetch together. You know what kvetch means? Talking about
kvetch.
Words.
Kvetch, yes.
Yeah, in other words, you have an older dog, he has arthritis, or an older cat, he has arthritis, you have arthritis, you can share your memories together. It's like adopting an older pet. So, which, by the way, are the most difficult dogs and cats to find homes for, the elderly. Mm-hmm. So elderly people adopting older pets, I think they have a lot in common. I think it's the way to go.
We carried a story at DougStephan.com about this woman from Indiana recovering after being shot in the foot by her dog. Guess what the name of the dog is?
I have no idea.
Trigger.
Well, you name your dog Trigger, that's what you get. It's
right.
That simple. Do you know that Roy Rogers, Trigger, speaking of Trigger, do you know that horse is stuffed?
Stuffed. Right.
I actually spoke to Roy Rogers' son about 6 or 8 months ago. They were moving some stuff from one museum to another, and the horse is stuffed. I don't know. And
where is the museum now? It used to be in Victorville, but they moved it. Where did they move it to?
I believe, if I remember right, it's somewhere in Texas now.
Oh, is it? Oh, phooey. I'd like to go see it, but I spend too much time in Texas. I'm liable to get caught in the wrong bathroom. That's a little inside from yesterday's election. My friend John Harper, who runs our affiliate on the Space Coast WMEL, sent me, we were talking yesterday, Jennifer was talking ill about her cat. As a matter of fact, I think there was a study she referred to that suggested that if cats were bigger, they would try to kill us.
Yeah, I was disturbed about this, Warren. It made news in USA Today, and it talked about how our cats are really trying to kill us, and if they were bigger, they would do just that.
Now, only people like Doug that don't like cats. You're okay, Jennifer. Don't worry.
I love my cat, but I wonder what she's thinking.
I love cats.
Here's my theory about cats. Everyone says that cats are dumb, cats are stupid, cats can't be trained. My theory is that cats are so smart, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we get off their backs and leave them alone. But they're not trying to kill you, I promise, Jennifer. They're really not trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Although, don't be afraid to put me in your will.
Nice.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I was talking about WMEL. John Harper, who owns a radio station and is a big fan of the program, wrote me yesterday when we were talking about this, Jennifer. He said, Panther, my cat, is sitting 1 foot from my clock radio listening to the program. Panther is a rescue cat. But at that point in time, I'm thinking that he's thinking that if the cat could get through the radio to get to us, but I'm going to tell her to go to get you and not me.
People just don't understand cats. I got a call the other day from someone who said, why does my cat bother me when I'm on the phone? But think about it. There's no one in the house. You're on the phone by yourself. Your cat's there. Who does your cat think you're talking to? There's no one else in the house. What does a cat know from a
telephone? Oh, okay. Cat thinks you're talking to her or him. Why do we feminize cats?
Yeah, exactly. The cat, there's no one around. You're talking. Of course the cat thinks you're talking to him.
I wonder why we feminize cats. That's a place to start where our next visit gets together here. Warren Eckstein with us on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.